Star, Brother and Sister, Wellington, New Zealand, May 22, 1893. Dear Brother and Sister Star, I was pleased to hear W.C. White read your good letter. We have prayed for you, and we believe that the blessing of the Lord will rest upon you on your journey. I have spoken Wednesday evening, Sabbath, and Sunday. The Lord has given me freedom of spirit, although there were only a few out to hear. I think we will have just as many Sunday afternoon as in the evening. Mrs. Somerville continues to attend every meeting when I speak, and her interest increases rather than diminishes. Friday we had a horse and phaeton from their stable, and took a long ride to Newtown by the road by the bay, Sister Tuxford, Emily, W.C. White, and me. We all enjoyed the ride very much. I seemed to suffer some with my hip. Sunday I walked out just a short distance before dinner, and a very short distance after dinner. At night Willie came into my room, and said we would have to start immediately, if we would reach the tram. I felt unusually active, and was boasting in the Lord because of His goodness and restoring power. But no tram came along, and we thought there would be none. I walked on, but no tram. As we turned the second corner, going by the way of the reserve, I felt pain in my hip. Well, there was nothing for me to do but go on. I suffered much pain in my hip while speaking, and I had a free time. Mr. Somerville listened with deep interest. Brother Simpson spoke to him that as soon as I should cease speaking, if he would send a cab for me to take me home, it would be a great accommodation. He went, and Mrs. Somerville, Emily, and I sat in the hall waiting fully 30 minutes and had a pleasant visit. She related that Mrs. Glasgow, the governor's wife, had attended a mother's meeting in a church, and several of the dignitaries of the city were present. She read an article, and there was not, she said, much of anything interesting in its high-flown language. She said to Sister Tuxford's sister-in-law that she had much rather attend such a meeting as was held Wednesday afternoon and listen to her address upon home religion, for there was solid instruction in her address that would be a blessing to all who heard her. Sister Tuxford's sister-in-law was fully of her mind. After she sat down, then some of the influential men spoke flattering words, thanking her that the nobility had thus favored them with her influence and her talent. But all this parade was to them as shadow and pretense to the substance. We had about 28 Sunday night. I spoke upon the first 3 verses of John 14 and Acts 1, verse 8 to 12, telling them we were Adventists, and not at all did we blush to acknowledge this. The disciples rejoiced after the message given to them by the angels and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And when they heard anyone speaking sneeringly, "Oh, they are only Adventists," to tell them Mrs. White considered it an honor to be a Seventh-day Adventist. Christ preached His second coming. 2 angels gave the message to the disciples, who were gazing up into the heavens to catch the last glimpse of their ascending Lord. And the message of the angels was in perfect harmony with the words of Christ, and His promises that He had gone to prepare mansions for them gave them great joy. And we are Adventists, waiting and watching and working patiently for the second personal appearing of Christ to come to our world the second time with power and great glory. I then described His appearance and the resurrection of the dead. There were quite a number came in at 8 o'clock, think that was the time of the meeting, and were much disappointed. Well, the word came the carriage was waiting. There was the most stylish hack drawn by 2 horses. Mrs. Somerville rode to the mission with us, and we are pleased with her acquaintance. Will you please to draw out Byron Belden to open his mind to you, then give him good advice? He needs counsel. He is one who, with proper instruction, will make an earnest worker, sincere and devoted. Please do help my sister's child in every way you can, and you will help me in so doing. With much love, I remain, your sister in Christ.